Have you been watching the soil temperatures to know when it's time to plant corn?
I have been.
Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I bring research-based information to you for you to apply on your farm. I've been out taking soil temperatures with a soil thermometer, and I've been watching the soil temperatures on the K-State MesoNet weather stations. We have these stations across the area and in Cheyenne, Sherman, Wallace, and Thomas counties. At each station, we take a bunch of different measurements, including air temperature and wind speed, but we also take soil temperatures at 2 and 4 inches. If you want to see this data, you can find it online at www.mesonet.ksu.edu. And MesoNet is spelled MESONET. .ksu.edu. So I went and checked the soil temperatures, and they've been steadily increasing since this past Wednesday morning. The low on Wednesday morning was right around 40 degrees. On Sunday morning, or yesterday morning, the soil temperatures across the area were between 50 and 52 degrees. Now, generally, we recommend planting corn when the soil temperature reaches 55 degrees at 2 inches at the midday. And that's really an excellent guide for the beginning of planting season. Now, this is especially true for the 55 degrees at 2 inches if the weather outlook for the next few days is pretty favorable, meaning warmer temperatures. So if I looked at the soil temperatures at the midday yesterday, they were between 52 and 55 degrees. And the outlook for this next week looks pretty warm for temperatures and chances for moisture. Now you may be wondering why we want warm soils for planting corn. If there's cold temperatures during that planting window, cold injury to the seed may occur. If the seed imbibes or takes in cold water, it can damage those cell membranes and make them leaky. This can result in reduced growth and can interfere with the emerging seedling's growth. Now, there's really some debate around what the specific temperature and the timing that causes cold chilling damage. However, corn plants imbibe cold water in the low 40 degrees in the first 48 hours after planting are undoubtedly affected. Therefore, corn kernels need a soil that is warm and moist, well supplied with air, and fine enough to get good seed-to-soil contact between that seed and the soil for rapid emergence. Ideally, corn plants will all germinate and emerge very closely together. And hopefully that's going to be the case with the corn planted this next week into warm and moist soil. So if you want to see this MesoNet websites, I have a link to them on my website at sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have any other questions on that, you can get a hold of me at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also find what I'm finding out in the field on Facebook by following me at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.